Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Tonya?
This is her.
Hi, Tonya. This is Valerie from Family First. How are you?
Okay. My caregiver
Yes, I texted him the instructions to clock in and clock out. Did he receive my message, or can you put it in the phone, please?
in. Wait a minute, hold on.
Thank you.
Lily! Okay. I got it on speaker. And this is the lady. The kicking with. Just the kick, just a minute. Okay. Okay. She on the phone.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon. Hi, Luigi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm doing good. My name is Valerie. I'm the admissions representative from Family First. I will help you to set up the HHA exchange app in your cell phone, okay? Did you
Okay.
receive my message?
Yes, I received
Okay, do you have iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. Did you already click on the link and download the app or not yet?
Yes, I downloaded the app, but I don't understand.
Okay. So you should open the app and create with your credential the email and create a password.
Yes, I do it already.
You did it?
Yes.
Okay, did you receive the confirmation email?
Yes.
Okay,
The
then.
email. Yes.
Okay, now you should go back to the app and log in with your email and the password. You did it already?
Go back to your
Okay.
email.
So, do you have the mobile ID number, the 7-digit codes?
The ID number.
Mobile ID.
No.
What do you see now?
Email verification.
Okay, the email verification. So now I need to you open the app.
Open. No, okay.
Okay, let me open the
Wait a
app.
minute. Where's it to log in at?
Yeah, you should log in. Log in and click on the three dot icon in the right.
After you log in, the three dot iPhone.
In the right.
On the right.
Okay. Click on update profile.
Okay, wait
Okay.
go back this way. Okay, ooh, I can't understand that. Yeah. Okay, go back to the beginning.
Log in with the email and the password that she created.
With the email and the password that you created. Okay.
Can I try any home instead? Let's try another phone.
How can you no, you gotta send it to, she gotta send it that to that phone.
Look. Did you log in, Logie?
Yes.
Okay, the three dots is on the top, right?
Yes, in the right, correct, in the upper right.
Okay. All right, now, see what happens. Push that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it says...
You see the update profile option?
Yes.
Okay, click on update profile, please.
Update profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put their name.
Put your name. Your name or her,
She should complete the files. The name, last name.
Oh, yeah. Your name is there.
Last social security number.
What's the... Okay.
Okay. Take your time.
Just a minute, we're coming.
After filling out all the files.
Yet. We're not ready yet. We're getting here.
Did she fill it out all the files?
She's trying to do it now. Okay. You know how it is when you're not a typer. You know how that goes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to clear it. You don't want to clear it. No, why you clear it? You gotta start all over again. Oh. None of us is. What? Okay, your phone number? Okay, we do the phone number and stuff. Now, what we do?
That's with me?
Yeah,
with her. It's the,
with you,
it's the caregiver phone's number.
That's 267-886-4349-85.
A5, yeah. Date of birth of her, gender, and social security number of the caregivers. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then click on create.
Create. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
This is created. Okay.
I click create already.
Okay, curate, click create. That came up. Don't put that. The only thing up there to put now is a question mark. How about the question mark?
You see the message that you have been registered successfully, the mobile ID number?
The mobile ID number?
Yeah.
Let me see.
No. Can I click question mark?
No, no. Don't click the question mark, right?
No.
No, don't. She said don't.
Okay.
Then what do I do now?
If all information have been correct, the message will appear containing the mobile ID number that is the number that I need.
The mobile ID number?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
what is, what is that?
The
date of birth, it's May 25, 1997.
Right.
Okay, it's correct. And the email is, let me see, like jolieclose9mainchi@gmail.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last social security number is 6663.
Okay. Or she's using your email. Okay. Okay, I got that. We need to sit down. Okay. All right, now. Okay, what we do now?
You see the mobile ID?
Mobile?
Yeah, let me test like an example to the caregiver. Give me 1 second. Look.
Diego.
I just gave to her an example. Once she put all the information, date of birth, the name, the phone number, and she click on create it, a message appear.
Okay. Example.
I see the mobile ID.
You want the mobile ID?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 52 86 07 907.
Okay, repeat it again back to me, please. Okay.
52 86 86 907 607 6286 907. Yes.
Let me check if this one is active. Okay, so it's the number 6. The number 2,
mm-hmm.
The number 8,
mm-hmm.
The number 6,
right.
The number 9,
okay.
The number 0,
mm-hmm.
And 7.
Right.
Okay. But so that is invalid.
Invalid.
Yeah, I'm trying to activate it, but it says the mobile ID enter it's invalid. Please verify and re-enter the mobile ID.
Can you repeat the number again? Okay. What is this? The ID number?
5, 2, 8, 6, 9, 7.
Okay. It's this one too.
52.
Okay, let me know. I'm ready.
52, 8, 6, 9, 0, 7. That's invalid, right?
Correct. It says that it's invalid.
Okay, okay.
I'm trying.
You think that was the number you sent me what you call it? Just to see? Can she use another phone, she said?
If she can what?
Use another phone.
Another phone?
I don't know what they're going to do, but sometimes my iPhones get you all confused.
She's using her own phone?
She's using her own phone, but she's confused with it. Did you log in? Are you logged in? Don't push that. You know what? Is that your email? Oh, she used your...
Okay, tell to the caregiver to please take a screenshot of the part where she see that number so I can find out what says that it's invalid, okay? But I need the screenshot, please.
Okay,
She can text
me. They need the number again?
A screenshot of the part of the screen where she sees
the registration?
Yeah, a screenshot. Mm-hmm.
The registration.
She can text it to me.
Hello?
I'm still here, yes.
All right, wait a minute. Somebody on my other line. Hold on for a minute. So,
okay.
Call me. I'm going to tell them to call me. I'm going to let it ring. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh. We having problems here. Ain't nobody text Ave over here. You should go back to the registration. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Your mobile ID is
52, 86, 52. How about this? Mobile ID 52, 86, 907. That was the number, wasn't it?
Yeah, 62, 62, 86.
No, not 52, 52, 86, 907.
Okay, now it's correct. Yeah, I repeat it back to you with the number 6. Okay, now it works. It's 62.
Now it works.
It's not 62, but it's 52. Okay, it's working now. Great.
Let me
add the name. So don't click on any part. Give me 1 second to open your profile, Tonya, so I can add the caregiver's name on it so she can clock in and out. starting tomorrow, okay? For today, she should fill it out a timesheet. It's an electronic link. Very
she
easy.
Starts,
to
she her day is going to start tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, to clock in an hour, starting tomorrow from 12 to 6.
From 12 to 6?
Yes, every day she should clock
every
in
every day
and 12 out.
To 6?
Yes.
Every day 12 to 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
For today, she started today,
12
right?
o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah, she's scheduled to work from Monday to Sunday, correct? From
Monday to Sunday? Is it Monday to Sunday?
Yes, that's the schedule.
Okay, she says she wants to change her hours. So what
I
do you
want? Monday to Thursday.
Monday to Thursday, she said? Can you do Monday to Thursday?
You have 42 hours. Monday, Thursday. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 days.
4 days. 4 days.
That works for you, Tom?
Yeah. That works for me.
She was scheduled to work from Monday to Sunday.
Huh?
She was scheduled to work from Monday to Sunday.
She's scheduled to work from Monday to Sunday now? But she,
yeah.
but when can we change the hours?
You want to change also? Are you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I'll be okay.
Okay, so it'll be Monday to Thursday. From what time to what time? I need to adjust
the six. Well, the six, like you said.
From what time to what time works for you, so then I can adjust the time per day.
Okay, 12 to 6, right? Yeah. 40
hours?
Yeah. That's like 40 hours?
4 days. So 10 hours, that'll be 40. She can do in the last day 12, so she completed 42 hours that you have authorized.
42 hours?
Yeah, she can work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 hours, right?
Monday, Tuesday, 10 hours?
Yeah, that's 30 hours. And
okay, she said she rather do that, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. She wants the 30 hours.
And then on Thursday, she can work 12. So she
on Thursday, you can work
12.
Mm-hmm.
12.
To 12. Yeah. You can start the 12 to 6 on Wednesday. Thursday.
It's from, let me see, from 8 to 8 on Thursday. So she complete 12 hours because you have 42 hours authorized. That's the idea, you know, to you, to the caregiver take care of you the hours that you have authorized.
Morning to eight in the night.
Correct. Only Thursday. And
only Thursday.
And other 3 days can be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That 10 hours.
Okay. Okay.
That works for you?
Okay, that works. That works for me. That works fine.
And what about the aide? Is she agree?
Yes, she agree.
Okay, I'm going to adjust the schedule right now. So it will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 hours per day, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Thursday, 12 hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, so for this week, let me see. She has 6 hours today.
Yeah, she worked today.
Let me check. For this week, she has 24 hours. So she will be working all these days and start the new schedule next week.
Okay.
That works for her?
Okay, you say
as of today, if she can work from 12 to 6 until Sunday and starting on Monday, the new schedule.
Okay. Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
She can do it?
Okay. All right.
Okay. So starting tomorrow, she will go from 12 to 6 tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 12 to 6 and starting on Monday from 8 a.m. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I already add your name in the app. If she log in now, she can log in and she will see your name in the app. Please,
okay, now, that's the thing about it. I don't know how to, you know how to log in now?
Yeah
she okay. can log in and see your name. She can see your
okay,
name.
You can log in and see my name? Mm-hmm.
It says she will see clock in from 12 to 6.
Clock
in. She can, she can, if she clock in, now she can, if she can, just in case, she can clock out at 7 p.m. so she complete the 6 hours.
You understand? I guess it starts tomorrow. Because where it says clocking, it's not doing anything.
Did she click on unclocking already?
Yeah, she. Did you click it? Did you click clocking earlier? No.
She should click on today's schedule.
Yeah.
Today's schedule.
Okay.
Did you
use not,
the patient's name?
It says clock in, clock out.
Okay.
And it says clock in and clock out. Plans of care turn test. And GPS, whatever. But it's not moving. It's not doing anything.
She should click on clock in.
Click on clock in.
And did she see like GPS?
Your GPS?
Yes.
Yeah, GPS.
Okay, click on GPS.
Click on it. Okay, now push clock. Now push clock in.
Yeah, that after that the clock in will be confirmed.
Okay.
Confirm, yeah.
Okay. Did you push it?
If the EBB was successful, I mean, if the clock in was successful, It will display under the cloaking, the, under the
body. I see my name.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I see G, okay, clocking. That's, so, and it went back to GPS. It went back to that one.
Uh-huh.
And what else is it supposed to do?
What color is the option? It's displaying green or in other colors?
It's blue. The screen is blue and white screen.
And the clocking option is in green or gray?
It's blue. Ain't nothing green yet on there. And it says it says plan of care test. That's like a grayish color.
The okay, you see the plan of care task?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Select one or two of those options.
It's two options. It's housework. Mm-hmm. And meal preparations.
Yep, one or two works. She doesn't have to select all.
Either one?
No, just one or two.
Use one or two.
Yep.
Just click one?
One or two. Click on two.
I don't see no two.
Bathroom. Bathroom, cooking, cleaning.
Oh. Okay. Housework. Housework chores. Okay, nothing happened.
Did you click on already?
Yeah, but it ain't do nothing.
Okay, did you see the option like save or something like that?
The option for what?
Save.
Save? No.
No?
Mm-mm. Don't say save. No.
Okay, I need to you confirm if the clocking option is in gray. Or green.
Nope. Blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me send to you another screenshot.
Make it big.
This is an example.
Right. It don't. It don't look like that.
Mm-hmm. I just asked her how she should.
Hold on for 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay. She should clock in today's schedule.
Clocking, okay, it's clocking, but it's still in blue. But it says clock We don't want to push clock out. No wonder this says clock out. Clock in and out. Oh, clock in and out. Okay. We want to clock in. It's not doing it. How about if we push GPS again?
Select the GPS.
When we push GPS again?
Yep.
Yeah. Try that again. Okay, this is blue. It's still blue.
Okay, let me, if the E is what, still blue?
It's still blue.
Should be like this. Adjust that the house.
Okay. Okay, on one says check out. On the one that's green says check out.
That's an example.
Yeah, but I want to tell her what to do. Tell her. Okay,
uh-huh.
The example that you just sent.
Yeah.
It says check the what's green is the check out. The check out is green.
Okay, and in the caregivers app, the clock how color is.
And the caregiver's app is still blue.
Okay. Let me see. Why is not clocking? Let me see the first option. The clock in and out. The first step. I'm testing now to the caregiver. Give me 1 second. First step.
Example. I need to go back.
Yes, let me know what you see.
Okay. It's blue again. It's still blue. But
can I find the
huh? No. So everything gonna disappear. Okay, everything is still blue.
Okay, let me refresh here on my end. What is happening? Okay, I'm going to text to the caregiver the links for her to fill it out at timesheet for today from 12.
You just going to send them to her?
Yes, I'm going to send to her in a couple of minutes. For
okay,
her to
I'll
fill
pre-
it out an electronic timesheet, okay? While we
okay.
Figure it out why the clocks did not enter in the system, okay?
Okay, yeah, just fill out the, you mean just send her the papers, right?
It's an electronic link. I'm going to text
you gonna do it electronically?
It's a timesheet, yes, it's an electronic link. You should sign in and also her. Okay, timesheets should be sent on Monday, by Monday noon. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I will keep trying. She can try to clock out at 6 p.m. and let me know, okay? So I can check tomorrow if they went through or not. And I will contact her also tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what you got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep
trying.
Yeah. At 6 o'clock, try to check out at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Tomorrow, if they went through in the system or not, so we can try it tomorrow also together.
Okay. But when 6 o'clock comes, check out. See if we can check out, right?
Yes, you should try to clock out.
All right. Okay.
Okay, Tonya. Thank you so much for your time. Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.